Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The college basketball season opens today. Asterisk, kind of, sort of. Cancellations, postponement, COVID. Yeah, you know, you're not surprised. So to sort everything out, we are now going to our Western hotline. Kyle Boone, who you can read at CBSSports.com, his fine basketball work, is joining us right now. Kyle, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So it is opening day. Not everybody is playing as scheduled. What, generally speaking, what state is college basketball in terms of the COVID impact and opening day?
In a word, uncertainty. This whole week has been, there's been a lot of anticipation. Today is opening day for college basketball, and everyone is excited about that. The teams across the country are gearing up to start their season, and yet there's a lot of uncertainty with COVID. You know, we've got multiple head coaches just in this last week at major programs who have tested positive for COVID, and among them is Baylor head coach Scott Drew, the head coach of the second-ranked Baylor Bears. So that has thrown a lot of uncertainty up into the air. There's been a lot of postponements, a lot of cancellations, a lot of events that have either been completely canceled or postponed or moved. And so, yeah, it's just like the rest of the world, honestly. You know, we're just kind of trying to take it day by day and hoping that somehow a college basketball world can pull this whole thing off.
When you compare it, if you could, Kyle, we know the struggles college football has gone through and is continuing to go through. Compare the two, because, you look at college basketball and say, okay, it's less players on each roster, of course, less staff, but more teams, more games, more travel, and, maybe some less flexibility with the roster if you have a few positive, not maybe, definitely less flexibility. So is it more or less challenging, do you think, for college basketball to pull this off?
I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging, honestly, because, the rosters are obviously smaller. You've got 15 players on a roster compared to, 100 players in college football, but in college football, you really only need 50 players to pull a game off. If you don't have, seven or eight players in college basketball, you're kind of screwed. And, based off the protocols that I've seen across the country, if a player tests positive, if a staffer tests positive, right now, based off contact tracing and potentially any exposures, there's a chance that, there's going to be a lot of games across the country. We're already seeing it now, this season, that are going to end up being canceled or postponed because, either there were close contacts with someone who was infected or someone is infected and they infected other people. It's going to be a lot of stop and start, and we've seen that in college football already. I think there's already more than a dozen college football games that have been canceled this weekend alone. I think it's going to be stop and start. Especially this winter, because obviously across the country it's really bad right now. I think you'll see that reflected in college basketball as the season gets off the ground.
Are they, college football again? One of the things they adjusted to was smaller schedules, shorter schedules. Is college basketball attempting full schedules, or have they cut back as well?
They've cut back slightly, not a whole lot. I think normally teams play about 35 games, somewhere around there. They've cut back maybe between 5 and 10 games, depending on the team. What they've done, though, is they've essentially tried to do, like, mini bubbles, right? So, for example, Louisville, a preseason top 25 team, is doing what they're calling an MTE. It's a multi-team event, and they're hosting multiple teams from across the country, and they're going to try and knock out 5 games. Okay, so they've got 5 different teams in this event, and over the next week, they will try to knock out as many games as possible without having disruptions in the calendar because of COVID. So, you know, these teams will do their best to try and quarantine. They'll do testing, tracing, and make sure that everyone is completely safe. And I think we're going to see a lot of that throughout the season, just to make sure, okay, you know, we're going to limit the chance that some of these players are going to be infected. We're going to limit the chances that, you know, they can go out and get sick. And we'll see a lot of things like that. It's not a complete bubble, but maybe a semi-bubble. And there's a lot of multi-team events across the country. And that's how teams right now are trying to approach this.
We were just, Kyle Boone with us from CBSSports.com. Jeremy and I were just talking about how pro teams might try and figure out a way, if you can't get fans in stadiums, could you have them outside? And just a way to help drive some gate revenue. We know, like, MLB really needs it. NHL lives with gate revenue. Lesser extent, NFL, right? And the NBA, they have massive TV contracts. What about college basketball when it comes to gate revenue? Is it a big deal? We know the tournament was a huge revenue loss for them. So how do they do they care? Do they need fans? How does that work?
They need fans for sure. It's a pretty big revenue driver. Season tickets and just general admission ticket sales are a big driver for college sports. Now, some teams are planning to have fans in the stands. For example, I live in Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, I know, is going to have fans in the stands this season. It'll be 25% capacity, so you know, they're forfeiting 75% of their ticket revenue, which isn't great, obviously. But yeah, I think it's going to depend on location, right? Because we're seeing that now, even at the NFL level. You know, Tampa Bay, for example. I know they have at least a limited capacity of fans, whereas, you know, Vegas, for example, Vegas is not having fans at all this season. So, you know, depending on your geography and where you're located at, I think you will have some fans, but no doubt you're not going to have the same atmosphere that college basketball presents, you know, which is really kind of the best atmosphere in all of sports. The loud, raucous fans, people standing next to each other, elbow to elbow. It will not be the case this year. They'll be missing out on a lot of revenue.
They're going to do everything in their power to get the tournament in for sure, because that is a big moneymaker for them. From what you can tell, the idea or the possibility of playing the entire tournament, all 68 teams, in the same city, and you don't leave the bubble unless you're eliminated, how is that going over?
Right now, I don't think it's completely set, but that's my guess is what's going to happen, is they're going to host this thing in Indianapolis, across different venues, obviously. But, yeah, the same format, 68 teams. Everyone will stay in one remote city, not one venue, but certainly one city. And, you know, the term that the NCAA keeps using is semi-bubble. And I think that's going to be how they end up doing this. It's going to be really interesting to see if they can pull this off. I think they will. And, you know, based off the fact that they missed the NCAA tournament last season, I think they have to.
So, actual basketball question to close with: who's good? Who exactly are the top title contenders this season?
So Gonzaga is for sure number one. Gonzaga is number one in the CBS Sports Top 25 and one. They're number one in the AP Top 25. It's the first time Mark Few and Gonzaga have been preseason number one, if you can believe that. Baylor is number two. Baylor has just one of the best teams in the Big 12 and all of college basketball. They're returning two of their top stars, including All-American Jared Butler. I think they'll be the favorite in the Big 12 this season. But Kansas is still Kansas, and Kansas is a preseason top 10 team. They returned three of their top scorers from last year, and obviously they've spent most of last season number one in the AP poll. So there's a lot of really good teams, and last season there was two really good teams. I think it was Baylor and Kansas throughout most of last season. It'll be curious to see who stands out, and I'm excited to find out today when the season obviously gets started and gets underway.
Well, enjoy the games, whatever does take place this season, and thanks for coming on the show this morning. Have a good Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, Kyle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,